We supplied a lot of the councils, and we bought 1,000 Burberrys to one of the councils from Bolton's at Moddershaw. And the trouble with Moddershaw, it was a lot of stony and clay ground. And these Burberrys had been bore rooted, and it was pouring down with rain when they were unloading them. And they used to hit they threw them off the wagon with forks or pikels, the old like they used to use in the hayfields, and they hit the ground like, you know, bang, because it was, I say, everything was sopping wet. And I said, "I'll wet away one of these," and each one weighed £28. And there's 1,000 of those, I think they were for either Wigan or Lancaster Council. They were, but the ones we sold most to were Wigan and Sheffield. Yeah, a massive amount went to Sheffield, wagons used to fetch their own wagons, although sometimes used to get them transported up by contractors. But the wagon, when I first went there, used to go down to Hereford round about Christmas, and he used to fetch all the big Christmas trees back. And we're unloading them this particular day, and there's a slightly built bloke, he was on top of them, and there's this big one which was going to roll off. And instead of letting go, he hung on to it, and he spun round on the end of this tree and ended up under the wagon, banged his head on the chassis, and they just dragged him away, sat him up against a pear tree, and left him there. But they used to supply all the parks and also a lot of the factories, like Reynolds Chains at Manchester and Merley's that were there. With all the Christmas trees, and they used to get one of the big, I think it was Fibs, which was the garage on Manchester Road, and they had a transport business, and then they used to get there must have been a terrific amount of trees on, and one of the wild blokes used to go with the driver, and they used to drop them all off for over about 3 or 4 days, like, you know, around about Christmas. But I think Mr. Cordle had a relation down in Hereford, and they used to get all the mistletoe and a lot of the holly from there. And they used to make a lot of wreaths. And they also had the shop in the bottom street, which because Sam Ollier, he was very good at wreath making, and he used to go down to the shop when they had a funeral on and help them make the wreaths. But there was between the two of the nurseries at Knutsford, there's the main nursery, then a bit more towards the Leans, there was what's called the Long Nursery, which is now houses and allotments. But in between, there was a driveway up to a big house where a fella called Joe Sunlight lived. And he was a strange bloke, he was. I mean, he had, two Rolls Royces, which were old ones, but and two other cars. And occasionally, when he couldn't go on the train, first class, he used to go to Manchester, his offices in Manchester, because he owned Sunlight House in Manchester, he did. And he used to go in an old Ford Cortina estate. His chauffeur drove him, like. But there's some trees overhanging. And they used to know, he walked down to the station about 8:30, and when he'd gone, they decided they'd cut these trees, and by mistake he decided to go late this particular day and caught them. And he actually and also they cut some holly which was leaning over, and he sued Cordwell because the holly was yellow berried, and they left it there right at the roadside for a couple of weeks. So he must have seen it as he walked down to the station, and then they thought, well, he's not going to use it. So they did actually use some of it in wreaths and dumped the rest when it's near Christmas. And he must have kept his eye on this. And as soon as he'd seen it gone, he decided to sue them. And he sued them because he said he'd had a person down on the previous Sunday and he'd sold it, and he took them to court. And of course, he won because it was his land. I mean, what they should have done was dumped it over and dumped it in his dumped it in his driveway, even, like, you know, because that. But yeah, he was a difficult person to get on with, and when he died, I forget how many millions he left. But his wife wrote an obituary in the Manchester Evening News, and he was very keen on horse racing. And he said he went to the races one day and lost 23,000. And he said he went the following day and won 24,000. And he said, but overall, he said, I think he's been a benefactor to the bookies. Yeah, I think he left, this was in the late 70s. And he left, it was 5 million, it was actually, he left, yeah, which was a heck of a lot in them days. And his house is still there, but he's called Joe Sunlight, but he was Bill Cordell, so he knew his proper name. He was a Russian Jew, but he adopted the name Sunlight, he'd come over here and worked as hard. One way or another, managed to build Sunlight House in Manchester, which I don't know if it's still there or not. Like, it was a Daily Mail or Daily Express paper office, as that was. Yeah. So that's just another thing of memory. Yeah.